with Captain Sam Hall. I'm not sure whether he can walk after that. I know he's been carrying a bit of a knock. Sam, you must feel absolutely brilliant after that performance.
Yeah, it's a terrific, great day for the club and everyone involved, I think, especially us as players. And especially score late like that, I think it's even better when you score late and nick it at the end. It puts an extra gloss on winning the game, but everyone was fantastic today, from the people who involved behind the scenes, the ground staff, and it was just a great day. I think there was a good buzz around the place beforehand, and thankfully we've done the business on the pitch, and I think everybody's pulled the weight today, everyone's doing the stripes, so great team effort.
Man of the match performance was given to the whole squad today, and I think that's just summed it up, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think Hanks today was outstanding for me, but everybody's done.
Billy had a blinder as well.
Yeah, you got to, aren't you? We're playing a side two leagues above us, so you can't afford anybody not be at it. So I think it's fitting that they've said that everybody played well, because I think that was what was required of us to win the game today. But everybody did it, and we've got the job done. So onwards and upwards now.
99 goals, two games away from Wembley. Harrison and Moran outstanding at the back here as well. The whole back four and Terry as well. You know, the things are brilliant here at the moment. We're really building something, aren't we?
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the average age of the side as well. I think Bales is probably the oldest.
Yeah.
Just turned 30. Everybody's 25 and under, so you've probably not seen the best out of most of the lads yet as well. So hopefully if everyone can stay together, I mean, you're going to probably struggle to keep hold of everybody. But yeah, we're moving in the right direction, I think. And everybody wants to go that way as well, from the chairman, the board. Everybody wants to progress. They don't want to sit there and be where they are. They want to move on and push on. So.
And what about you, Sam, as captain of the side? You know, obviously the young lads will look up to you, and you've taken on the responsibility really well. Daz was captain, obviously, start of the season. You've taken it on. Some great performances yourself. How's the season gone for you personally?
Yeah, it's been great. I've spoke to you a few times, and I've said since I've come, I've not really looked back, and I've thoroughly enjoyed every minute I've been here. Everybody's welcomes you to the club straight away, and thankfully I've done well on the pitch as well, so that kind of makes it easier to settle into a side. And obviously with losing Daz, that was a massive blow for us, but I think the lads we've got who can come in, and everyone else, there's probably lads who aren't playing so much now, will get more of a chance to show what they can do as well, because it shows today with the subs, the squad's so strong as well. We've brought three lads on and they've made a difference and changed the game, so it's not just 11 players, there's 16 who can do the business.
Now, as you know, I'm a good friend of Liam Shotton, and he doesn't normally head.
No.
But he scored the winner to take us into the semi-final.
Yeah.
What do you say about shots?
It's not his strong point of his game. I always joke with him saying I don't think he's got any muscles in his neck, but he scored the winner today, and it was ahead, and I think it was just nice for him to get a goal because he's had a bit of a dry patch. But like you say, he scored 99 goals, so nobody can knock the forwards at all. Everybody's going to have a dry patch now and again, but he's got that one now. Hopefully that'll settle his nerves a bit, give him a bit more confidence, and he can go on. And
I think he likes the FA Trophy because he got a hat-trick off the bench against Kingsland Town earlier on in this competition.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's one. Maybe you set up for Liam Shotton.
The stars, then. We'll get the winner at Wembley, hopefully. He won't score again until then. But if he gets the winner at Wembley, then I think everybody will forget about the games he doesn't score.
I think we should wrap it up on that, shall we?
Yeah,
have a nice evening,
cheers,
Sam.
Mate.
Nice one, buddy. Cheers for that. Cheers, Sam.